figure. I sigh and scrub my fingers through my hair. So that means I won't fuck you, Marcy.
Darcy,
she spits out. My fucking name is Darcy. See, you should be with a guy who remembers your name. Her eyes fill with tears again, but the cab pulls up to the curb and honks twice. There's your cab. I hurry her outside and pour her into the back seat. Anywhere she wants to go, man, just send me the bill.
I can pay for my own fucking cab ride,
Darcy growls and flips me off as the car pulls away. I sigh again and lock the door behind me, then shuffle to the bar. The cleaning crew will arrive in about an hour to sanitize the floors, tables, bar, and glassware, but for now it's nice to be alone. The silence is a welcome change from the noisy, boisterous crowd that usually fills the space. And thank God for them, because they pay the bills. I love this place. I've worked at the Odyssey most of my life, first for Callie's dad, and then for her after he passed last year. And now that we're planning to expand the space, Callie asked me to be her partner. The paperwork was finalized last week, and the expansion is moving forward. It's exciting and terrifying at the same time. I don't just work here. I'm part owner and not able to leave at a moment's notice if the notion struck me. Not that I ever have or would do that, but it was an option. Now strings are attached, and I've never been a strings kind of guy. In fact, at the first mention of commitment, I'm a run in the other direction kind of guy. And I make no apologies for it. The women I'm with know the score. I keep my life simple. This is work, I remind myself. I've had a soft spot for the Odyssey for a long time, so attaching myself permanently is a good move. It's not a woman.
You didn't go home with her,
Callie says as she comes out of her office, surprising me. I thought you went home, I reply instead of answering her question. Didn't I see Declan earlier? Declan is a popular New Orleans musician and Callie's husband.
You did,
she replies with a soft smile. But I had some work to do here, and sometimes I just like to stay until closing. We're bar people, I reply with a smile, and walk behind the bar to pull out a bottle of water.
So why didn't you give that pretty thing a ride on your desk?
Callie asks in the non-judgmental way that only she can. She's my best friend for a reason. Wasn't feeling it, I reply with a shrug, then grin. Literally.
Har har, she replies, but her smile is bright.
I haven't heard many women's stories lately.
You enjoy my conquest stories? I ask, not believing her. You always cover your ears and tell me to shut it.
Well, some of them are just gross, like the time you had sex in the back of a cab. That's just not sanitary, Adam.
Sex isn't supposed to be sanitary, Cal. If you're worried about sanitation, you aren't doing it right. She shakes her head and chuckles.
Okay, so what's up?
Nothing's up, I reply coolly, drinking from my bottle. I just didn't want to tap that twice.
You're a pig.
See, I say with a laugh. You don't like to hear the way I talk about women.
You may get around the block more than anyone I know, but you don't disrespect women, Adam. That's just shock value for me.
Guilty, I reply with a wink. I like to shock you.
You're the only one who can these days, she says. But for real, everything's okay?
I'm good. Just because I don't fuck every piece of ass that looks my way doesn't mean that something's wrong.
Right,
she says, sarcasm dripping through every word.
Let's not talk about the times I've covered for you at the bar while you took a break because a hot little thing crooked her finger at you.
Hey, I don't discriminate. They don't have to be little. She snorts.
Touché.
It's true. Larger or smaller or in between, sexiness is attitude. That's what I've always been attracted to, which is probably why the thought of settling down with one woman, when there are so many out there to enjoy, hasn't interested me. I just have a lot on my plate, I say logically. I don't always have time to bone every single woman in the quarter.
You're so eloquent.
I know.
Headed home?
She asks as she reaches for her bag. Nah, I'm going to hit the gym for a bit before I call it a day.
I'll see you later, then.
I glance at the door, relieved to see that Declan has returned to pick Callie up, rather than have her walk through the quarter to a car alone at this time of the morning. I toss him a wave, then gather my keys and wallet from the safe in my office and look